Palmolive Beauty Box Theater, starring lovely Jessica Dragonette with Charles Coleman, Palmolive's brand new tenor, the Beauty Box Orchestra, directed by Al Goodman, and the Palmolive Chorus, presented every Wednesday by the makers of Palmolive, the beauty soap made with olive oil. Tonight, the romantic story of a slip of an Irish girl who fought to save her rebel lover from capture and death, Victor Herbert's Eileen, and here is Jessica Dragonette.
My friends, and welcome to the Palmolive Beauty Box Theater. With the whole wide world interested in England and the coronation, we have chosen Victor Herbert's Eileen, with a romantic setting that is part of the glorious pageant of England's proud history. I will play the part of Eileen, and Charles Coleman will sing the role of the gallant rebel leader, Barry O'Day. Now let us turn back to the Ireland of 1798. The burden of taxation is intolerable, and smoldering resentment flames into open rebellion. Outside a low-thatched inn on the rugged coast of Ireland, we see a band of Irish smugglers singing of free trade and a misty moon.
You see what the English have done for us? Making smugglers of men who want to be decent and honest, but can't live so for the tariff and the taxes. The country is ripe for an uprising.
Oh, it's a rising you have in mind. Then you've been needing a real man at your head to look after you.
So there's only one man on Ireland who talks like that. And he died a year ago in an English prison.
Dead, am I? Well, and that's news for Barry O'Day.
Barry O'Day! So it's himself and alive!
Shun me, boy, how are you?
I'm Barry,
and
fine.
Barry, how are you?
Oh, sure, it's glad I am to be back among you. And it's grand news I'm bringing you for Ireland.
So what news is that, Barry?
The French are on the sea and they're sending troops. And our Ireland will soon be free.
They will, lad.
Ah, it's good to be back, me lads. In that black dungeon, my heart was sick for the sound of Irish laughter, for the warmth of an Irish greeting, for the green freshness of an Irish glen. And over I'd shake off the blackness and sing.
When far from the land that I'm proud to call my own, I repine till the heart of me is sore. And I dream of the past and the happiness I've known, while my soul seems to whisper o'er and o'er. Tell me, when shall I again see Ireland? There's no other spot I know that's half so fair. I am longing for my home, my fatherland. Oh, my heart, my hope, my loved ones are there.
Horses is coming this way.
Quick, Barry. It may be Colonel Lester and the Redcoat. Look into the inn and close the door behind you.
It's good advice, John, and I'm taking it.
Why, it's Eileen. Eileen Mulvaney, back from her school in England.
Welcome home, Miss Eileen. Welcome.
Good day to a stout-hearted band of Irish patriots. Ah, surely it's brave men you are, never giving up the struggle for Ireland's freedom. And though I've promised to marry an Englishman, I confess my heart is with you here who fight for Ireland. Oh, loving, loyal heart, one and all. The truth and grief you share in, by her side you would stand or fall. While the loved ones who surround you, they all faithful in fear and smile.
Miss Eileen, sure the sight of you is good for eyes that are tired from watching out for red spies. Now, if you could sing a gay song for us, it would help along the cause of old Ireland, eh, me lad?
Oh, it is little enough to do, Sean. And the song is one I've heard the Irish folks singing since I was a slip of a girl. It is called My Little Irish Rose. Although I'm young and very small, I've no fear of them at all. I'll just laugh and tease and chaff and say, ah, now, go on with you. They all try to steal a kiss, but when the husband appears, each one cries and lies on. I love you so, my Irish rose.
A fine song, Miss Eileen.
In the world could sing that song but Eileen Mulvaney.
Barry! Oh, Barry, but it can't be.
Eileen McCushna.
Oh, Barry, I thought you were dead.
And who told you so?
Colonel Lester.
He's lying, as you can see. Oh, my darling.
No, Barry, you mustn't. I'm engaged to him.
Engaged? To Colonel Lester?
Yes.
To that self-important ass? But you can't love him, Eileen.
I promised him, Barry.
Tell him the truth.
Colonel Lester sworn to hang all Irish rebels as traitors to the crown?
Faith, and I'll take my chances with him. Nothing must separate us again, Eileen. You're mine, McCushla. You must be mine alone.
Tell me, why is there a doubt within my heart, Eileen? Tell me why.
We must fight. Alas, I should die.
Near to thee or a distant love, though I may be, Eileen, thou art mine.
passed up the hill with Colonel Lester in the lead.
Colonel Lester, you must get away, Barry. He'll hang you.
Not me. We'll fight for it. Are you with me, men?
No, Barry, it's mad. Why, you're outnumbered 10-1.
Oh, but Eileen...
Quick, change coats with my groom and climb up on the driver's seat of my carriage.
And pretend I'm your coachman, yes. Bless you, my darling, for a quick-thinking angel. Here, you, give me your coat.
My coat's coming fast.
I'm ready. Let him come.
Good luck to you, Barry.
And Mac, you Irish rebel.
Colonel Lester.
Eileen, my dear, are you safe?
And why shouldn't I be?
I've had word that Barry O'Day, leader of the Irish rebels, has escaped the British prison and is hiding in the neighborhood.
Well, you don't see him, do you?
He doesn't seem to be here. But I suggest you drive at once to your aunt's. I'll see you there later.
As you wish, Colonel.
Junction!
Yes, sir.
Take Miss Eileen to Lady Maud's castle at once. You hear?
Yes, sir. Right away, sir.
Yeah, ma'am.
Goodbye, Colonel Lester. If you should see Barry O'Day, give him my regards, won't you? Come, coachman, hurry.
Well, so you're looking for Barry O'Day, are you, Colonel Lester? Well, you won't find him here.
Hey, lad.
Colonel Lester learns the truth about him. In just a few moments, we shall return with the second act of Eileen. Now, ladies, today, as you all know, out beyond our Palmolive Beauty Box Theater, in the historic church of Westminster Abbey in London, with all the pomp and majesty of state, two people were crowned King and Queen of England and rulers of the great British Empire. Now, I'm sure it will interest every one of you, ladies, to learn that Palmolive soap is helping to guard the complexions of many of the lovely women present at the coronation today. And at all the other social functions in London. Yes, and women traveling to the coronation from the United States, South Africa, India, from the continent of Europe, took palm olive soap with them. And on their arrival in England, they found lovely women using palm olive soap, too. For palm olive, you know, is the largest selling toilet soap in the world. Of course, there are the best of reasons for palm olive's worldwide popularity. Reasons why you, too, should use palm olive soap if you're not already doing so. You see, Palmolive is a true beauty soap, for Palmolive is made with soothing olive oil, nature's finest beauty aid. So when you use Palmolive, you'll find its gentle, thorough cleansing lather helps to guard the loveliness of your complexion. Yes, really helps your complexion to look smoother, fresher, gradually younger, truly more beautiful. Won't you take this hint from so many of the world's loveliest women who've made Palmolive soap their complexion secret and make Palmolive yours, too? And now to you mothers listening, later I'll tell you about a wonderful free gift for your children and you from Palmolive. And now back to the Palmolive Beauty Box Theater with our lovely star Jessica Dragonette and Charles Coleman, Metropolitan Opera star in Victor Herbert's Eileen. And the story of how England successfully ended the Irish Rebellion of 1798. Once or twice in the 3 weeks since Barry escaped the Redcoats, disguised as Eileen's coachman, he has appeared at Lady Maud's castle for a few fleeting words with Eileen, but always with Colonel Lester's men in hot pursuit. And so it is this day as Eileen sits alone in a great hall of the castle.
And sure, there you are, dear, darling, Eileen Mavorgan. I was hoping to find you alone.
But Barry!
The O'Day it is, and he's tired for the sight of you.
Oh, but Barry, this castle is surrounded. Colonel Lester's after you night and day.
I'd fight 1,000 redcoats for just one little glimpse of you.
You're mad, Barry O'Day.
I'm mad with love for the slip of a girl. A wee creature with the proud ways of a little queen and a look in the eyes to set a man's head in a whirl.
Barry.
Ah, surely it's bewitched I am, Eileen, darling.
I'm in love with a slip of a girl. And if I should be merry or sad, I don't know. For my heart is afire, and my head is awhirl. Yet I'm suffering for her, so I'm glad that is so. For her hair is that black, and her eyes are that blue. She's the form of some proud little queen. She's that neat. While her cheeks are like roses, you'll kiss by the dew. And the name of the darling, Eileen, sure that's sweet. Eileen, but my heart you have captured, 'tis you that I love, you I adore. My soul with your charm is enraptured. Oh, lovely Eileen, Alanastor. Is you that I love, you I adore. My soul with your charm is enraptured. Oh, lovely Eileen,
Yes, Colonel Lester. And you won't fool me this time by pretending this Irish rebel is your coachman. There you day. I arrest you in the name of the king.
Sure, and they're high-sounding phrases, Colonel, but they have no effect at all on an Irishman.
Stop! Keep away from that window!
Goodbye, Eileen!
The mad fool has gone through the window! Corporal! There you day, going over the garden wall! Get him! Dead or alive! But get him!
Run, Barry! Run for your life!
Eileen, what's come over you? Must I arrest my own fiancé for helping an Irish traitor?
Not an Irish traitor, but an Irish patriot who'd die for Ireland 1,000 times over. And I for him, Colonel.
Eileen, you know what you're saying?
Oh, I'm sorry to hurt you, Colonel Lester. But I'm glad he's escaped, because I love Barry O'Day. How much I never knew until this moment. What is this thrill I ne'er have known before? My heart is singing and all I hear the words, the telltale looks and sighs that set me dreaming of paradise. Joy from above.
We must not, I love you.
along there, you fighting Irishman.
Ah, sure to see a dozen of you.
We've caught you at last, Derry O'Day.
You've got me, maybe. But you'll not be spitting about an Irish pod for long.
Oh, Sally, what will they do to you?
Don't be grieving your heart for me, Pushler. Think of the great day Ireland will be having soon.
Ireland's day is finished before it's begun, Derry O'Day. You were counting on the French to aid you, but their ships have been scattered to the four winds by an English fleet.
Oh, lies you're giving me now.
It's the truth, I tell you. Your allies have failed you, and now the whole Irish rebellion dies with you, Derry O'Day.
Colonel Lester! Colonel Lester, sir! In the name of the King!
Major Huxley, what's the meaning of this, sir? Why are you here?
A special message from England, sir. A proclamation from the King.
The King?
Listen. His Majesty sends greetings to all Irish patriots. From this moment, all fighting between Ireland and England is to cease. All English soldiers are to leave the soil of Ireland. And a general pardon is herewith granted to all those in the late uprising. Signed, George, King of England.
Barry, did you hear that? He's a free man, you are.
Aye, Makushla. I can hardly believe it. Sure, it's great news the messenger has brought us. And this night will be forever a great day for the Irish.
It's a great day tonight for the Irish. For the cause we fought for and died. And the time is soon to be when you'll see old Ireland free. She's the land of our love and our pride.
We despise and defy our ancestors. And then Ireland's cause we will fight. Now this land is taken, mission. We go to weep and break him. To the Irish have a great day.
All my dreams are coming true tonight, Eileen Alana. But there's one more that only you can make come true.
Barry.
Come close to me, Mavonian. Ah, sure, to the touch of your cheek I'll be needing now. And your sweet voice tell me you're mine for always.
Sure, there's nothing at all I'd rather be saying it. And no place else I'd rather be saying it than in your arms. In thine arms, in glory, my beloved, let thine eyes look fondly into mine.
For thy love bears a spell all too hard. Wondrous to tell, tis a ratio that all divine.
Herself couldn't resist smiling on Derry O'Day, I'm thinking. In just a moment, that slip of a girl who sparkled through Eileen will be back to tell you about next week's musical love story. And now to all you mothers listening, here's a wonderful new free gift for your children and for yourself from Palmolive. It's a grand new cutout book of the Dion Quinn. It shows those five adorable little girls in natural color pictures, all ready to cut out and dress. And you know what fun the youngsters will have with these four full pages of cutout costumes. Dresses, coats, toys, and bonnets, 63 cutouts in all. And the cover is a reproduction of a beautiful oil painting in full color of the Dion Quinn's All Ready for Bed and saying goodnight to Dr. Dayfold. This cover was painted by the famous artist Andrew Loomis, and the picture is really so lovely, you'll want to frame it for yourself. Dr. Depo, you remember, chose palm olive soap exclusively to bathe and help guard the tender skin of these precious little girls. And that, of course, is one of the many reasons why palm olive soap should be your choice, too, both for your children and to guard the loveliness of your own complexion. And now how to get this wonderful Dion cutout book, A Day with the Quins. Here's all you need do. Just send the black bands from 3 cakes of palm olive soap with your name and address to Palm Olive, Jersey City, New Jersey. Your Dion cutout book will go forward to you postage prepaid. Delight your children with this thrilling free gift. Send for it tomorrow. And now here's our lovely star, Jessica Dragonette, to tell you about next week's presentation in the Beauty Box Theater.
Thank you, Jean Paul King. Next week, we're bringing you that thrilling story of love and vengeance, the Rogue Song. Surely you remember the passionately tender. In your heart, my sweet white dove, let me build my only throne in the kingdom of your love. Let me live for you alone. This is Jessica Dragonette bidding you all good night.
Eileen was presented tonight by special arrangement with the Tams Whitmark Music Library. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.